John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake. She's a columnist for The Hill, columnist for Fox News, much on Fox Business. Liquefied natural gas. The president of the United States is a moderate Democrat throughout his career. And energy was always one of the successes of the American public, of the American business community, as long as Joe Biden has been in Washington. And then liquefied natural gas. There is application to build new ports in the Gulf of Mexico because the world demands the LNG that we've got in abundance. However, the White House suddenly comes forward, suddenly because I hadn't anticipated this actually happening so quickly after the heads up that there was thinking about banning permission to build new ports. And the president speaks again against liquefied natural gas. I'm told immediately, you're not cynical enough, John. This is to please the green part of the Democratic Party. But Liz, I appeal to you. Who are they going to vote for if not for Joe Biden? Why now? Why do this after the promises to Germany and Europe, after the struggle that Europe has been having with the cutoff from Russia, and now we're cutting them off from growth out of our LNG? That's counterproductive.
Yeah, you ask a very good question, but this is bigger than just supplying Europe with natural gas, LNG that they lost because of the war with Ukraine. This is also about the United States having a tremendous geopolitical advantage. Who buys LNG? China, for one, South Korea, and Japan. All three of those countries who run a substantial trade surplus with the United States. This is incredibly important. And by the way, in terms of environmentalism, obviously, the more LNG that China can import, the less it's going to be dependent on burning coal. So it is a real boon. And China's not the only country which is making that trade-off. But it's a real boon to the climate, if you want to look at that perspective, to have relatively clean-burning gas being exported by the United States. The other aspect of it is, other than Australia, the other big exporters of LNG are Qatar and Russia. Better to have the United States supplying other countries with LNG than Russia or Qatar, which funds terror organizations. I mean, honestly, I just find this the most incomprehensibly stupid thing that the Biden administration has done. It definitely cuts off our nose, and it is totally a sop to young voters in the U.S. who care greatly about climate and are mad at the administration because they approved this Willow project up in Alaska. But this is something that hurts American industry, hurts the climate, and honestly is just incomprehensible. And by the way, Europe is not out of the woods, in terms of needing other kinds of fuel. I mean, Germany, have a quarter of their power is still coming from coal. So they have a Green New Deal put in place in 2010, which have really messed up their energy industries big time. But because Russia cut them off, they've had to up their imports of natural gas and have done so readily. But Germany is not the only country. Other countries in Europe, particularly Italy, have the same requirement. So it is impossible to find. We have 88 years of supply, 86 years supply of natural gas in the United States. We don't need all of it. This is abundant and surplus to our needs. So the idea that we're not going to export it in some ill thought out explanation so Joe Biden can bolster his climate credentials with young voters who are moving away from him. Hopefully he is not any longer in the White House after November, and this decision is quickly reversed. Because, you know, John, these projects take a long time to get going. And the buyers, particularly China and others in Asia, want to have multi-10-year contracts. This isn't something you can kind of flip back and forth on depending on the political whim of the day. It's very reckless.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, liquefied natural gas, that is the boon to our own atmosphere, our own economy, our own greenhouse gases, and we're cutting off our allies from our boon. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.